Jim Hodges has been at the forefront of conceptual art around the world for nearly three decades.
Hodges is known for work that makes a statement about social justice or equality in sometimes big ways.
In one of his most famous installations is a set of massive sculptural boulders that he created by adhering stainless steel skins to the surface of four 400-million-year-old stones.
In another, he invited members of the United Nations to handwrite the phrase, "Don't be afraid," in their native languages on a large piece of vinyl. And the show's Lauren Gilger spoke to him about another of his works, one from much earlier in his career, right, Lauren?
That's right. When I spoke to him via Skype, I started by asking him about his 1989 work called Latin Rose. It's an image of a rose that's made out of tar paper and scotch tape. Hodges is giving a lecture at the Phoenix Art Museum tonight as part of their Contemporary Art Initiative, and Latin Rose was what he describes as a turning point early in his career. It's an example of how he often uses familiar materials, whether it's tar paper and scotch tape or metal jewelry chains or paper napkins, to transform the ordinary into something really powerful.
It's kind of surprising to me that you would ask about that specific work, since that specific work was a real formal shift in my practice. The reason I made it was in honor of a friend of mine who was an elderly man who was a florist, and his name was Tad. And Tad had AIDS. And so I made a rose basically for him. And then once I made the rose on the floor of my studio, I decided that I wanted to hold on to it or to keep it and not sweep it up and throw it away like I had done before. I decided that I would use scotch tape to tape it all together. And then the tar paper was material that I had scavenged from the the construction company that was in the building.
So you use those sorts of things in your work a lot, where you use like everyday things or throwaway things. Why is that the way that you gravitate sometimes in your work?
I think that I'm attracted to a variety of mediums, I guess. And at the time, back then, I was interested in like the properties of materials, but also the symbol of the material and what the material carried in itself, that beyond what I would then, how I would utilize it or transform it into something else, that the materials already came loaded with content. But really, I trust my intuitive nature. I was kind of using materials that were readily available and kind of around me I had a job, and so the office supplies, for instance, would be things that I had available to me, or napkins, or for, as I said, the tar paper that was laying out in the hallway outside my studio. Mm-hmm. Because I lacked, I was very poor, I guess I could say. And so I was using things that I could find around me that weren't expensive, that I could get for free most of the time. And this the tape had that kind of, was just something that was there. But then there was something also in terms of its character, and it had a linearity to it, and a flexibility and a kind of endlessness to it that I liked.
So your work often does, though, seem to tell stories, and it sounds like you've used themes in those stories of social justice and equality in your work for a long time. So what I wonder is when you're looking at today's world, which is so divided, we're in such times of protest and political upheaval in the country, what do you think that art's role is in times like that? Like it was when your work was starting to come to prominence, when AIDS was a big problem in the country.
Well, I think that art has always, regardless of maybe good times or bad, art's role is the most important energy in the world. It is the place where humanity is located, and it is where we know ourselves. So as a device for finding out about ourselves individually or as a society, it offers us reflection and a way of seeing ourselves and knowing ourselves. You know, I think that art is the answer to our societal problems. And I think that all of our education should be organized around art and creativity so that individuals can get to know themselves and also understand their potential and their agency and the necessity and the importance of their individual voices. Art teaches us this, and certainly art education can expose us to this. I put all of my faith in it.
So when you say art and art education, are you talking about from a young age, like kids being offered art classes in school?
Absolutely. I think it's the most important thing to teach children, because I believe that through art, we can think beyond our kind of primitive response to things, and that we we can imagine a better world. We can imagine other solutions to problems. And I think that part of our current chaos and tragedy is that there's a lack of imagination because of this kind of starving and illiteracy within the arts. And this is what I fear the most, is that the lack of investment in the human spirit, in humanity itself, through arts, through creativity, through curiosity, through invention, ultimately, well, there will be a correction, obviously. I mean, I just believe there will be a correction. Hmm. Art definitely will win out, as does love.
So looking forward then, so what do you see as your role as an artist now? And what do you tell other artists as they approach their careers and deal with that kind of weighty responsibility you just described?
Well, this is my part of the story. Mm-hmm. This is my belief. So what I do with other artists is encourage them to dig into themselves and be the note, the color, the aspect, the voice, the expression that they are, uniquely them, that every person has it, that no one is excluded from creativity, no one is excluded from that potentiality. It's the most exciting thing. It's like everyone can play a part, and everyone does play a part, whether it's recognized or not. And it's the starving of that. If you don't feel that you have agency, that your voice doesn't matter, you're basically left with the most kind of limited palette of ideas. It's like, wait a second, we have to be helping people understand the broadness, the endlessness of their potentiality. And art does that, because art is always about yes. Art encourages us to think more, 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 more. Art never lets you rest. It always wants you to be completely expanding and to continue asking questions.
All right. Jim Hodges, thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you.
Jim Hodges is speaking at the Phoenix Art Museum tonight, and you can find out more details about that on our website, head to theshow.kjzz.org.